there, and welcome to Let's Speak Frankly with your host, Franklin, the English podcast that helps you practice listening to a native speaker. Here we go. While you are listening to the story, try to answer these four questions. 1. Where does Maria live? 2. What couldn't Maria do? 3. Why did her parents struggle when Maria was older? 4. What did Maria do to help her parents? Maria was a little girl who lived in a small village in Australia. She was born with a rare condition that made it difficult for her to walk and play like other kids. Maria often felt left out and alone, and children would tease her for being different. Despite the challenges, Maria's parents did everything they could to give her the best life possible. They took her to doctors and therapy sessions, but as she grew older, her medical needs became more expensive, and her parents struggled to keep up. One day, Maria overheard her parents talking about their financial struggles. She didn't want to be a burden to them, so she decided to take matters into her own hands. She reached out to a local charity that helped children with disabilities and asked for their help. The charity was so touched by Maria's bravery and resilience, they provided her with the medical care and support she needed. Also introduced her to other children with disabilities. Maria made new friends who accepted her for who she was, and she felt less alone. With the charity's help, Maria was able to get the medical treatments she needed, and her condition improved. She began to walk and run like other kids. She felt happier than ever before.